It's time now for the Jack Michael Show on 740 The Fan and 740thefan.com. To phone in, call 237-3767, 1-888-458-6926, or you can text short code to 35270.
Infield in, tying run Castro at third base, only one out Farmer. Line to left, and that's going to be a fair ball down the line. Castro scores. Farmer's going to make second base. He will do so standing. Game tie 2-2 on a Farmer fifth inning RBI double.
Swung on and hit high in the air, center field. Plenty deep enough for Byron. Fam will set up under it. Fam catches it. Here comes Byron Buxton, and Byron Buxton and Max Kepler have teamed up again in the ninth inning to give the Twins a lead. It's 6-5.
1-2. Hey, he struck him out! And the Twins win 6-5. The Twins rally once again and have won 9 straight games for the first time since 2008.
McKinnon, he's going to take it with him around Nino Niederreiter. McKinnon, 2-on-1 with Mikko Rantanen. And McKinnon holding over for Rantanen. He scores! Talk to me, Moose! Mikko has 2, and the Avalanche have a 2-goal lead.
Slavin tries to play it, but it'll find Noah Dobson. Dobson, he'll lose the handle, and here comes a breakaway. It's Seth Jarvis. Bingo! Carolina is headed to the second round.
Portis comes away with a steal at midcourt. He's going the other way, and he will fucking hold. Well, Indiana appears to have folded up the tents.
Season on the line. Maxey's got the ball. Looking to go to overtime. Maxey for a 3 straight away. It's good. 8 seconds to go. He made it. Sixers tied at 97.
We're doing it in many ways, and it's fun to watch from the dugout right now and to move these guys around and let them play because everyone's coming through.
It's been incredible. Watch him grow, watch him, you know, learn and evolve as a leader, as a player, as a man too. It's been fun, and, you know, personally, I try to give him all the knowledge that I can. You know, I try to, you know, I want him to be a superstar, and I know he has that in him.
It is a Wednesday edition, Jack Michael Show. Derek Hansen from our Gunderson Jewelers studio. OMG. Derek and I were just talking on that shot by Maxey, who, by the way, had a career night for himself last night. He buries a 3. The old adage, and I buy in. I'm not all black and white on that. For those that don't know, hits a 3. Obviously, sends overtime and a big win. But I think if you can do that to make an inbound come again, you do that in something with a 3 seconds, 4 seconds left. You got to regenerate that kind of stuff. Of course, I would. I don't know if they had time last night, but that was a lot of hockey, a lot of NBA last night. Winnipeg friends, sorry.
I was pulling for Travis Dunn, looking now, but it just wasn't in the card for the Jets. And it does show you when you got a little bit of Stanley Cup cred from a couple of years. They kind of you want to be careful of those teams waiting in the weeds who have been there, done that, like the Knights and the Avalanche right now, right?
Man, Colorado, golly, and they're just it is what it is. The Twins are coming up here this afternoon. So it's a day game. Bailey Ober going for Minnesota today, and then we'll see if they can make it 10 in a row. They grinded another one out yesterday, and then late last night, if you were following social media, and I'd imagine that Jack going to talk about how we can't get to Twins games on television? I mean, they're the home of the Minnesota Twins, the 790 KFGO and day games on the Fan. I mean, they don't dare talk about it. No, Derek and I have been talking about this for a while.
It's the water cooler talk now.
It is the thing,
18
Derek.
Hours. So.
Last night came down, and I was looking. I'm looking at every article, the response from Atlanta to Texas to, you know, the upper Midwest to Ohio to Wisconsin, all these markets that are in there where the situation with teams like the Twins or pick your market, Atlanta, you know, pick the Braves, pick your
Cleveland,
market.
Cleveland, I think, is in
Cleveland.
There.
And, you know, it was, you know, Diamond Sports Group, if you don't know the story, filing bankruptcy. They've got, they thought they were going to work a deal out. Amazon came in and said, well, we'll float for a little bit here. We'll help all. So it looked like that 2024 was covered. Then all of a sudden, Derek, somewhere in that neighborhood, you know, you've got your Diamond Sports Group there working with some of those providers, you know, able to try to get something done during this bankruptcy filing that didn't come through, that kind of fell through, like something in those weeds. And all of a sudden then, if you talk with the Xfinities of the world or probably Midco's and all the other places that those services that provide that product, they would tell you, we tried to come to some sort of deal here to kind of get this through. And then if you talk to Diamond Sports Group going, well, we tried with these providers to show them that we're, you know, and all of a sudden what happens is it goes black and it goes dark, and it goes dark last night, I'm sure today. And so people are thinking about, well, the Twins play today. Well, they got the Red Sox this weekend, and we normally flick the old tube on there and we get it on. This is how, if we're going to watch it, we get it here. And now we're not going to be able to, all of us. And then, you know, we'll say, oh, unless it depends on what you have. You have a DirecTV, you're still going to get it. You have this and that, but if you go this, you're not going to have it. Now, radio, you've got it for free. Period. And Derek and I are wise enough to know that sometimes, you know, you listen to it. Sometimes you're home and it's easy. You flick it on and maybe you've got the radio off in the distance or whatever. I understand, like, viewing and or listening habits. It's good. We've got it for you. We're the home of the Minnesota Twins, 790 KFGO, and day games here on The Fan like today. That aside, Derek, wow, huh? Wow.
Well, and it's a thing where I don't blame one. I think you can go down to the providers for not telling their people what's going to happen. You know, give them a little bit more notice than, you know, 18 hours for one thing, because you knew this was going on. B, I do blame the organizations that sign up with these deals for not having control, because you and I have dealt with enough radio rights things, whether it be colleges or whether it be,
right,
they have control of what they're doing. I mean, when we don't go down to Radio Affiliates Day, you know, for the Wolves or whatever, and the Twins, I mean, they know what they're doing. They have control. They have say in the announcers. Don't give me this crap that you don't have anything. It's also bad leadership by the commissioner, knowing that this has been an issue. How many times have we talked about this for the past year, that you have so many things that are going on? I don't think this happens with Roger Goodell. Let's just put it that way. I don't think this happens in the other leagues. Don't
let it get to this point.
Right. Especially in this sport where it's such a big deal. And I do feel bad for the folks who are in assisted living places and nursing homes or whatever, where that cable outlet's the only way they can get it. Going to the streaming services that you and I subscribe to, because we're sports fans, so we kind of know where we got to go.
Right.
We're going to do this. Not as easy to get that access in places like this. So my friends with special needs, who they can rely on this, it's just not just easy to turn off your subscription tomorrow and then all of a sudden sign up for something else with a new subscriber fee of $50 or whatever.
Yeah.
And it's like I said, you're right. I mean, at least radio. Why did the radio not kill the video star? At no cost to you do we always make this work. I don't understand the business plan that all these outfits have had. This goes back to the conversation we had with Peacock in the NFL. But I've never seen an industry, especially in Major League Baseball, where they make it as hard as they can for their product to be viewed by their fans. It's so strange.
I looked at the, take the Atlanta Braves, for instance, who's, they're like the Twins fans, like you guys are. The Braves fans are in the same boat. So in Atlanta, you know, they everybody's got their, basically the standard statement, whether you're the provider or whether you're, you know, Diamond Sport, the DSG, everybody's got the thing. They wouldn't work with us, or they didn't work with us, and we tried. You know, this is what's going on. And the loser in this, of course, if you're a viewer of these things, are the viewers. You know, they're the ones that are going to be left scrambled looking for spots to do, or adding a DirecTV or, you know, whatever that's going to cost, or FOBU or whatever that, you know, some various other network that would be available on some streaming apparatus.
You can find it. You just have to make changes in your life.
You have to make changes in your life. Atlanta not only went, what was the way they put it? They had this whole thing. Oh, here it was. In a statement, the Braves directed impacted fans to listen to Braves radio broadcasts on 680. You know, the fans, they're available on 680, the Fan app. It's also called the Fan, by the way, on that thing. But that's what the Braves are doing. You know, so they're directing their fans that are impacted by this. Go to your radio. Where do we go from here? You know, some of these, you know, Bally's, by the way, didn't just provide Twins, provide Wolves and Lynx and Wild and, you know what I'm saying? And so some of these markets, Derek, it's just the, you know, certain.
The Wolves lucked out because now they're done and they're on national TV now.
TNT, right?
I mean, you're talking about for such a long time, the Wolves couldn't catch a break for anything, right? And now they're just, finally, we just finished up this problem when we go to TNT pretty much exclusively. That they you finally they get some luck. It's amazing. So
the
or ABC.
The I was reading.
yeah,
know,
make it
it's,
up.
It's just like you know, they did a Diamond Sports. What was it? I'm reading here. John Oren countered by saying it was disappointing that Comcast rejected a proposed extension that would have kept our channels on the air, and that Comcast indicated that it intends to pull the signals, preventing fans from watching their favorite local teams. So you see, does this sound like two entities that are working through things, Derek? Or does it sound like finger-pointing and we might be coming to a stalemate? Some are trying to dangle a carrot that, you know, our hope is that we can get something worked out. But when I read in between some of the lines and what's going on, it looks more like...
Well, we've seen this movie before, right? Yeah. I mean, I've seen this going back to 2004 when the Twins tried to do their own thing and did Victory Sports. I mean, I think this comes down to if you had a true leader, knowing that over half of your teams are in this situation, and you had the ownership group could agree on something like this, because, you know, really, the Yankees and the Red Sox, they don't care in the grand scheme of things because they have their own deal.
Yeah, right.
But they are hurting their product as a whole. And I think what all these entities, whether it be the bad business model that is Bally's and part of the reason they went bankrupt, or the outfits that are trying to cut people from going and cutting the cord, right, and going to these streaming services that we're talking about, not understanding the we're because I mean for you and I, it would take us about 3 seconds to say, "Oh, sorry, all the outlets in town now who don't no longer carry Bally's, we moved on."
Yeah,
for this reason, and what I do find interesting is people. This is the worst case scenario for the Twins and Bally's and everyone else is that they just said, I don't care anymore. I'm done with it. I don't want to make changes to my internet provider or my cable or
and
whatever.
Giant,
and they're done with them.
And the anvil, Derek, of this news comes on the heels of a 9-game winning streak.
When they're red hot. But that's my point. Right. I know people who are just what they'll say, and it's not everyone. And they'll maybe listen. It's much like the Colin Kaepernick thing. We'll never watch football again. Well, I mean, numbers are.
Yeah, you will.
But they'll come back eventually. But they just are so fed up with this always happening.
Yeah.
You know, because, you know, I cut the cord and I went to YouTube. Okay. Now they dropped Bally's in 2019. So then I went back and I went to one of the cable outlets. Oh, now they're cutting it. And so they get tired of it. And they just become, I'm just apathetic. I'm done with them.
Yeah,
and that has happened to too many fans I know. Yep. And if you're out of sight, out of mind, that's not good for our friends who work in the front office of the Twins because there's a generation of people, if it doesn't exist on your phone, it doesn't exist.
Yeah, it's like,
and they need to figure that out because this business model hasn't been working for a while. And that's why radio survived because at no cost to you, you can find it.
It's absolutely free. And you're absolutely right. Obviously, that you know we are preaching to the proverbial each other's choir, being radio people, understanding even that sport on radio to me is a really way to soak it into your DNA
hey,
and your brain.
The sun has popped
you know?
Out. Yeah. Let's go work in the garden. Yes.
Yeah. So, but as I said at the start, I said you and I are not. You know, we get it. I get it. It's easier for my mom. Sometimes now she's got the. I can't say this too loud because it goes off in her place. Alexa.
Yeah.
She's got the Alexa where she can verbalize that, and it makes it easier for that. But oftentimes for people in maybe assisted or nursing homes or a little bit, you know, don't want to search around. They don't know that. They got the radio there. It's fine. But this is part of the thing. You know, people that are used to that, Derek, and that's what gets under your skin. I know that it's been your cry for years.
Well, when you end up having grandparents that go into an assisted living or nursing home situation, and those 3 hours plus are certainly keep them company. And for, I mean, let's face it, there's just a certain type of people where technology isn't that easy. I can go to an app on a smart TV and it's pretty easy. You know, for some people, it's just turning to channel whatever. It's much easier for them. And this is a problem. So it's an unfortunate thing that you're going to have a lot of people who are going to be out and very frustrated about what's going on with this, and it's too bad. But
for us, you know, that game's going to be on radio today, going to be on radio Friday, going to be on radio Saturday, going to be on radio Sunday, so we get that. Here's an idea, Derek. I think I've heard you talk about this before, too. You and I both have. What if you have a product?
Yeah.
Have a product. Say it's baseball. And you provide it for free. And then just, you know, to because it costs money to do things. You sell some advertising and also want to be part of this product because it's listened to and watched and taken. You know, people, there's enough that care about it. And then you offer it to a viewer / listener for nothing.
Huh.
And it's interesting that about a little under an hour ago, I got an email, as you got an email, of the league that I broadcast in, the American Association, fastest growing professional baseball league in North America. And you know what? That housed the Red Hawks, that housed Chicago, that houses Kansas City, Winnipeg. Da, da, da. They announced today that all live games on AABaseball.tv, which they plug into the broadcast, so almost simulcast in our case, you know, that they announced today, the American Association, that all live games will be available for free to the consumers. I personally pay a monthly thing for AA Baseball TV, and I still will because that'll get me archive games and things of that nature. But Derek, Zippo, starting opening day, the American Association will be the only professional baseball league in North America to offer all live games for free and without any type of paywall.
No cost to the consumer, huh?
That concept, Derek. Yeah.
So you mean like a situation where you have, let's say we do, because for people that don't know, we pay some rights fees to go maybe cover a state tournament. Whether me going down and covering Barnesville and DGF in Minnesota.
A couple hundred here, 400 here, 100 there, yes.
And then we get people who might want to have sponsorships to those said events to help pay for that and give it to the consumer who might be at work and can't go to the game or whatever. So that type of concept, and at no cost to that person who's at work, can just stream it here on the 740 The Fan mobile app.
Cost them
nothing. No cost to the consumer whatsoever. That's a concept that has only worked in radio, I don't know, since Marconi invented the damn thing. I mean, we're wondering why we're having this. It's just unbelievable that we have this conversation with baseball, probably more than any other sport. Because I've never seen a situation, whether it be not allowing streaming access or whatever it is, where baseball even more than the others, because the NFL can be guilty of it, but they're the 800-pound gorilla. They're King Midas right now. They can't do anything wrong. But knowing how popular baseball can be, why they make it as hard as it can be for their fans to find access to catch, to watch, to listen to their favorite team.
Not making a point with
new technology.
You're right. Not making a point here that you expect businesses to work without profit. That's not the story here. Everybody's got, you know, there's a product, a valued product. Profits being made, obviously profits being made on that. It's the avenues and the ways in which those profits are made, with the end result being what we talk about, the consumer, the listener, the viewer, and what it costs to them. Obviously, if I have cable, there's a reason I'm going to go get the provider, the thing that I have, because I like what they offer on it, right? So I pay that. That's a conscious decision I make. Same thing with Netflix and same thing with everything else, you know, and all that kind of stuff. So it's not about that or not, but there's you're talking about the way in which the distribution is done, or who owns the ability to distribute that product, not slamming your consumer over the head with a financial hammer, but working out something within sponsorships that enjoy that product too, because they know that 1 million, 2 million, 3 million, 10 million, 15 million people will view that product. So thus, we make accordingly that relationship we have with sponsors to our product without clunking our consumer over the head with a hammer.
I guess I should explain it better this way, Jack, because I think the business model that worked for such a long time for cable TV, when it was the Midwest Sports Channel, you know, per subscriber fees, that seemed to work. They got to change. And they haven't changed with it, and they have to make it a little bit easier.
So that is the that obviously is, as we talked about, a little bit of the water cooler talk last night. Where can you get your Twins? And again, I get it. I get it. It's convenient. You flip it on, that's great. But I know that you know that we, you know, we're Twins. We're proud Twins and have been for many, 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 many years. And that radio is free. Derek, from what I understand, those that are looking for answers today saying, we get you, Jack and Derek. We listen to it. We love it, but based on the radio. But where could we find it now? That I had Comcast, I have Xfinity, you know, I had Midco. Where can I find it now? Well, I think the answer here now, Derek, is probably, is it pronounced Fubo? Fubo subscription.
I do believe so. Yeah.
Or obviously DirecTV, or I'm sure like a DirecTV Stream.
Those are the two that I know as DirecTV Stream, DirecTV, and then Fubo.
If those are the answers you're looking for, that's a couple there today. But I know that it's not going to ease the pain in which I saw the tweets going out last night. Let's go to the phone line today real quick, and Twins baseball coming up around the corner. Twins and Sox, good afternoon. What's up?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I was just going to throw in that it is disappointing. What I heard of your guys' conversation about, you know, viewing baseball or whatever, it used to be so easy, and now it seems like it's so much more challenging. Is kind of what you guys were getting at, along with a couple other points, right?
Yep.
I'll just share my experience real quick, and then I got a Wolves comment on the end. But so I cut the cord or whatever. I've used YouTube TV since, I think it was 2018 or maybe early 2019 or whatever. And the first year or two I had it, I could still view Twins games, like no problem, right? Just like I had previously on DirecTV or Dish Network.
Sure.
But that went away in, I think it was 2019.
Yeah, it was the fall of 19 because I had it too. Yep.
Yeah. And that was right before, I can't remember, were the Twins good enough that year that they had that one game playoff? But I don't know. Anyway, the point is that it went away and it's never come back to YouTube TV. And it's a bit frustrating because I'm sure you guys didn't miss or can vaguely recall the idea that, you know, streaming and cord cutting was going to become the thing and it was going to change, I don't know what you want to call it, you know, the viewing environment or whatever.
Right, and the way you consume it, yeah.
Right. And I guess I haven't found that, or I don't see it or whatever. And I'm not going to say it on the air, but there's source is out there where you can, you know, stream it for free or whatever. And that's what I have to do to watch Twins games, which is sort of aggravating and frustrating because those sources are for the most part reliable. Every now and then, you know, they'll have issues or problems or whatever. But I guess the point I was getting at is,
well, they're illegal too. They're pirating. Yeah. I mean, so there you have it.
Right. I mean, they're doing some dance around it where they must, they probably have their servers, you know, in a foreign country and whatever. But what I was just trying to get at was that I'm a little surprised that baseball hasn't, gotten the smarts or the wits about them to do something where, I don't know how you would do it. I'm not that into it in regards to the business aspect of it, but you would just make it more widely available and it would be entirely on the appeal of that. Well, so what that we're not, you know, reaping in this revenue, you know, personally as the sport or the clubs from, you know, said Dish Network or DirecTV. But the point is that it's publicity or exposure, and it kind of goes back to the all publicity or exposure is good, even when it's negative. So the point is that as long as we can get it out there, we can still sell advertising.
Yeah, I like where you're coming from is right. No, where you're coming from is right. In fact, your explanation right there is why. And by the way, it's not just one team, and people probably understand this. We're not talking about just one entity here.
We're talking over half of the teams here.
this spans a large chart of the country, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, my Wolves comment was, I didn't know if you guys already discussed it. I apologize if you did, but apparently, you know, Finch is going to get surgery on his knee. And now
today, yeah.
I think it was Krasinski, the Athletic guy, you know, that's on your airways from time to time, wrote or mentioned that, you know, their coaching stuff is kind of in flux now, which I guess that's a little frustrating or concerning considering how well they performed against the Suns. It'd be nice to see them perform perform that well, carry it over into Denver and take Denver to 6-7 games or even beat Denver, which I think they can do. Whether they will do is entirely another thing. So thanks for taking my call, guys.
Great stuff. Good. Thank you. Yeah, go Wolves, man. Saturday's the first one. And to that point, Derek, you know, I remember years ago when I was in Bismarck doing the Wizards and Dave Yeager was head coaching there. And we often had times talking about getting to the NBA for Dave, which he eventually did and became a head coach.
Right.
But Dave went through the various – it's not unlike, say, a football job. You got your head coach, you got your offensive coordinator, defensive coordinator, line coach. Basketball is no different in the NBA. You know, you've got your head coach, you've got one man, you know, maybe your one assistant, your one chair that does this, your two chair that does this. So you're right. When the head goes down – and these things change a little bit, you think it's just simple. Next person steps up. Well, not necessarily. There's a lot of different dominoes there that they're responsible for. So I'm curious. Not only Chris going to be on the front side anyway, he may be in the back a little bit, but you have that surgery today. You can't afford to get that torn meniscus knocked around.
He's a megaphone like Jimmy Hart, the mouth of the right? South or something.
Twins baseball is coming up next on the radio for free. Tune in. Chris Atterbury has the call that's coming up around the corner, Twins and Sox, as they try yet again for another sweep. We'll do it again coming up tomorrow right here, Jack Michael Show on 740 The Fan.